Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
It is a Thursday in the city, and as always, it is Hot Cares. We are joined by a real legend in the city. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you so much for coming in. You are the founder of Barkston Place. Tell us a bit about Barkston Place. I know you've been operating since 2005.
That's right. My wife and myself founded Barkston Place, and it was our response to the problem we had with orphans and child-headed households. We felt we needed to do something, and so we went and procured a house, and that was the start of the organization. We've helped about 15 children, taken them all the way from the time they arrived all the way through to independence and adulthood.
You say you started back in 2005. The catalyst was the HIV, obviously, pandemic. Over the past 20 years now, I'm sure you've had some incredible stories that have come out of Barkston Place.
Absolutely. I think I could turn Hot to a talk radio station with the stories, but you won't do that.
Yeah,
so one of our beneficiaries currently resides in Canada, works in the beauty industry there. We've got another beneficiary who works for a prominent insurance company here in Johannesburg as an animator. Some of them have been through to a hotel school and done training. So, yeah, some brilliant stories about lives that have been changed as a result of being at Barkston Place.
Mark, how do you identify kids that you assist?
We've just gone along on people that have been brought across our path. We were networking with an organization in Heelbrow, and the first four children were identified by themselves and were sent to us. My wife, I'd say she's been the catalyst in this. She doesn't like publicity, that's why she's not here. But she said, well, if every family adopted one child, we would make a huge difference, but not everyone can. So we said, well, what if we got one house and we adopted six children and we provided the resources? And that was the model. So it's always been a quantity, not a quality approach to doing this work.
And I believe you've now adapted to taking in adults.
That's correct. So two of the beneficiaries are going to be dependents. They've got special needs requirements, and so we've got to see them through. We'd like to take care of adults with special needs.
So Mark, you've never actually received any government funding at all. How have you managed to survive?
We've done it through family, friends, and in the most amazing ways, people that we meet tell our story and they decide to support us. So yeah, we've been very fortunate.
Take us through some of the challenges you face on a monthly basis.
Financially, you're always tight, but our needs have always been met. So we're very grateful for that. And it's just trying to make sure that the beneficiaries, they were children, then they became teenagers, now they're adults, and now we've got special needs. First of all, that they well cared for, that they loved, and that they are safe and secure. So you've got to put up your boundaries as well to make sure that the right people are volunteering and screening, and that's how we go about it. But we live a few doors away from Barkston Place, so we are hands-on. We're in their lives and checking up, and we've got good staff and good volunteers.
Tell us a bit about the challenges there with geysers and so forth.
So when we've got load shedding, you know, lighting are those rechargeable lamps, and then you cook on gas. You don't have hot water if there's extended outages. With special needs adults, you need to regulate their environment more carefully, because a simple thing like no hot water can affect them badly. It doesn't affect us because we know how to rationalize it, but with them, they don't understand it. So it's just trying to manage the environment. The cost of electricity is also huge, and so we just thought, well, solar would be the way to go to reduce our monthly costs on electricity, and then hopefully be able to supply hot water for the adults.
You have done and are doing incredible work. You are the real heroes out there. And we'll be very happy this afternoon, Mark, to let you know that Hot Water 27 and Hot Cares will be helping out. We are thrilled to let you know that we'll be covering the full cost of up to 40,000 Rand to install solar-powered geysers at Barkston Place.
Patrick, I'm at a loss for words, which isn't often the case with me. Thank you to Hot. Thank you for your care for the community and for the vulnerable members of our community. And that's really an amazing gesture that you've given to us. And we are absolutely thrilled. Thank you so much. It's really incredible. I never expected that I'd be leaving here today with that result.
How could people who want to assist even further get hold of you?
We do have a website. It's barkstonplace.co.za. And just a simple thing that many people can do is join the My Village system, My School, My Village. And if you don't have a beneficiary, just nominate Barkston Place as your beneficiary. And monthly we receive money from that program cost. So that's amazing. A small way people can be involved.
Mark, thank you very much. Thank you for the incredible work you do.
Thanks, Patrick. Really appreciate it.
Heart Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.